Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. So there I was at Wooden Legs the other day, and they had a stack of kegs they were getting ready to fill with beer for downtown at sundown. And Seth Cook, bright man that he is, suggested we talk kegs and draft beer. Good idea.
You know, kegging is what brewers like to do. You know, we can move more beer and, you know, in my opinion, preserves the flavor a little bit better than breaking it down into packages.
Kegs are among the oldest packaging for beer, although they used to be casks or barrels strictly made from wood.
You know, if we rewind, back in the day, they used to do cask beer. Coopers, Cooperage is what we sometimes call the metal containers, the kegs that you see sitting around the bars here. Coopers used to make those back in the day, and that was a whole industry of people.
And they were wood.
Yeah, made out of wood. That was a whole industry, a whole huge industry. You know, back before they had stainless or plastic, you had people making barrels, everything from fish to wine to grapes to grain. You know, they were, a lot of that came in wooden barrels, and the coopers are the ones that made those. So what would happen is that the beer would enter the barrel at the brewery, and often the brewer would conduct what is considered a secondary fermentation in it. So this is back in the day before they had ways to put compressed gas and, you know, and mechanical refrigeration.
And the beer would continue to ferment in the cask or barrel. That would provide the carbonation.
The yeast would make the bubbles, and they would block off any way for the bubbles to get out, you know, through the top. And as this beer sat and aged and did a secondary fermentation, that would make bubbly beers. People ask, you know, what's that look like? You know, what, you know, just to get a visualization. If you remember The Lord of the Rings when they go to the Prancing Pony and they have the big casks behind the bar and the hobbits are drinking frothy ale, that is how it is. That is the original way of making beer. And you turn the spigot on the front and out would come carbonated beer. Even, you know, even in the Middle Ages, they'd have some in that wasn't heavily carbonated, but it would have bubbles in it.
Seth says the next step in dispensing ale was the beer engine, and that got the kegs out from behind the bar.
You know, people didn't want to put those on the bars or behind the bars. They wanted to put them in the cellar, and that's where you enter the beer engine. So that's what the old classic British hand pull pump. Again, for more visual representation, if you remember, we'll do another movie. If you go to Shaun and the Dead, and they sit around the Winchester and they pull pints, that's what that big hand lever pump is. And all that is that's just like your well pump. It's a two-cycle engine, you know, it draws in and then pushes it out the top. And all that's doing is just using that force to bring it from a cask in the basement up into the glass. So those are usually cask ales or hand-drawn ales. And there's still a lot of places we do that on occasion.
More on kegs and draft beer when Beer Untapped continues in a moment. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk kegs and draft beer. Seth Cook at Wooden Legs has told us about the original kegged beer served from barrels with a spigot, moving on to cask ales and the beer engine in the 18th century. Then modern draft lines and pressurized kegs, they date from the early 20th century.
Move away from wooden casks and into stainless steel containers. Again, this is all relatively new.
In 20th century.
Right, within the terms of beer, relatively. New. They would start to put the beer in the stainless steel. And sometimes they would, you know, naturally carbonate or into a secondary carbonation in them. And then in some cases, the brewers would add bubbles into the beer before it enters the keg. And that's how they would get carbonations. And sometimes that was mechanical. You know, sometimes they would just force CO2 back in. The cool thing about brewing is CO2 is a byproduct, so brewers can actually scavenge or pick up the CO2 that's made in the process and then put that back in the beer later.
You can actually get a look at the modern system at Wooden Legs.
The best example is if somebody wants to come look at the pub here, we put everything so you can see it, so we can throw the door open and you can see the different racetracks of beer that go around our cooler, and you can see how it goes from the bottom of a tank, a bright tank, right into your glass. Just by covering about 20 feet of hose.
Freshest beer you can get.
Freshest beer you can get.
Since beer is consumed by humans, it's vital to keep those draft beer lines and faucets absolutely clean.
Draft line maintenance is an incredibly important element because this is food service. We at the brewery, the standard is to clean it every 2 weeks with a chemical compound and then an acid and then a sanitizer. At the brewery here, we clean them every week. We have a kind of a religious religious commitment to making sure our draft lines are clean. Other bars will either contract it out or have it done through their distributor. Sometimes they do them themselves as well.
Depending on the locale, these systems can be incredibly complex. Consider there are now many craft beer bars with over 100 taps. And it's not just health concerns. Unclean lines can cause other issues, including nasty off flavors.
The first thing that could happen is you could run your kegs flat. You know, if your CO2 is not regulated right, you could have flat beer. And then that's by far more tolerable than off flavors in beer, and then you have spoiled beer. So there's a lot of things to keep in mind when you're talking about draft systems and maintenance.
You also don't want to have kegs hooked up too long. You want to get that beer served.
You want to make sure you keep beer moving through the lines. The beer is on borrowed time once it leaves its packaging. You know, once it's in the line, once it's in a glass, once it's in a can, it's on borrowed time. Beer's worst enemy is oxygen and light. Both of those are present, you know, once you open the can. So the cooler, the better, the best condition for a beer is in its original packaging under CO2 pressure, out of the light in the dark, and someplace cold. And, you know, if you'll notice, that's the ideal conditions in a cooler. So it's not, that's probably not real rocket science. But just for those of you at home, if you are, you know, it's not a bad idea to have a beer fridge if you're going to drink canned beer or bottled beer. Have a beer fridge. And I know this sounds incredibly nerdy, but if the light goes out on it, don't fix it. Just leave it be.
Oh, yeah. One other thing. Draft beer is almost always tastier than beer out of a can or a bottle. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.